morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course, Daniel Brickman. Great broadcast today. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com are our two websites, and you can check those out. Fantastic guests. Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe will be here the second hour, and he's going to talk about spiritual healing, how that relates to just any kind of problem, not just medical, but the spiritual sicknesses that we have. Different perspective, has had a lot of success. People all over the world go to him. And so we're excited to talk to him. He's been a friend of the show, and I've got to know him a little bit, and just a very forthright individual, and we're very happy to talk to him later in the broadcast. But on hold now is one of our absolute favorites. Give you a little background. I usually don't go into his bio, but let me go into a little bit of his bio. For new listeners, Professor James McKinney, he was originally known as, he taught the following mathematics course at university level. In addition, physics, computer science, astronomy, abstract algebra, linear algebra, matrix algebra, probability and statistics, statistics for computing, mathematical logic, theories of numbers, calculus, 1, 2, 3, engineering math. Oh boy, I can go on. Let's cut the classes out. He's worked about half his career in the private industry. He's a tier one scientist, which has accomplished so much in multilingual and different language situations. He's worked for the United States. He's worked in Latin America. He's worked with high level Russian scientists across the board. He's well known across the world. Of course, he's working on his wing generator. He has written some substantial, very important books that, like a lot of people of his ilk, maybe he's not appreciated as much when he's alive. Maybe when you die, James, maybe people appreciate some of your work more. But we have him right here, and we appreciate him at the Power Hour. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. And yeah, well, as far as people appreciating me, if I have to die to be appreciated, I'll wait a little bit on that.
That's okay. You'll postpone the appreciation. So much is going on. I talked to you before the show. I'm glad I did, because there's probably, I got on my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 things right here. All we could spend an hour talking about. All are monumentally important, and I want to talk about every one. So let's just hit the first one and go down the list. Unrest is all over the world. Of course, we've seen Hong Kong. Of course, we've seen France. Very underreported in American media. Surprise, surprise. The unrest in South America is real. Bolivia particularly. What in the world is going on in Bolivia? Give us a background that we need to understand and know about.
Well, Evo Morales is the president, won the election by an absolute landslide, highly popular amongst the people in Bolivia. Bolivia is a country that basically does not have anything to do with the World Bank. It has its own independent economy. It has no debt. The standard of living there is relatively high for a poor Latin American country, and it's sitting on the biggest lithium deposit in the world. It's a salt lake. It's the biggest salt lake in the world, and it's full of lithium. And so anyway, last week, there was a military coup, which was obviously supported by the CIA. And they came in and they started killing high-level politicians in the country and their families, this military coup. And Evo Morales was able to escape with his life. Apparently, he's now in Mexico, is what the news media is reporting anyway, where Mexico has offered him a political asylum. And the country, a woman who was relatively far down in the Senate, proclaimed herself president, and so she is the alleged acting president of Bolivia. And there's pandemonium in the streets. So anyway, a very dire situation in a country which was relatively stable. And of course, this is a very clear takeover by the World Bank. And with the CIA being the operative police force of the World Bank, doing what they do best, taking over foreign governments.
You said obviously supported by the CIA. I mean, I can see just even listening to you, it certainly seems circumstantial that the CIA is involved. Why do you say obviously supported?
Well, they're all over Latin America. They're in every country in Latin America. The coup that's occurring, all the damage that's going on in Venezuela is World Banking. They've locked up the funds of Venezuela. Maduro is another person who's been basically pushed to the point of almost leaving. And it's the CIA, the police force of the World Bank, and doing what they exactly do. Maduro was selling oil outside of the petrodollar, and so they put a blockade. For many years, Venezuela has been under a physical blockade and have been unable to receive anything or send anything out. They've done a little bit of chicken trading with Cuba. But then they come along and say, well, Maduro doesn't know how to run an economy. Well, when all of your money is locked up in an English bank, then it's very difficult to run an economy. So they're, I know people who are in Venezuela, and it's a very different scene than what's being reported in the Western press. So you
How
have
different?
This complete, well, it's not where people are eating dogs and cats and garbage. They do have some internal problems in that they did not, when they were very rich with oil and doing very well, they did not develop internal infrastructure and manufacturing and agriculture. They depended on simply buying everything because they had plenty of money. And so when the bottom fell out, when Saudi Arabia started overproducing oil to dump the world oil prices to hurt Russia, it hurt Venezuela also. And so that was the economic collapse of Venezuela. But they've been under an embargo. They've been accused of trafficking in narcotics, illegal drug trafficking, which is absurd. How are they supposed to traffic drugs when they can't get a roll of toilet paper in or out of the country? But anyway, and then you look at other countries, all of the Latin American countries, Ecuador is being ravaged by Chinese loans, which they're calling in right now. That's a similar tactic. The Chinese are worldwide using the same tactics, giving loans and then coming in and gathering the resources. So that's what's going on with Ecuador. But then you look at countries like Colombia, completely controlled by the CIA, fixing elections, with the people just living in complete and utter poverty.
Well, it looks like China's probably learned from the best. You know, they
right.
had the opium wars all those years, and the British coming into China and what they've done there. So China just said, well, you know, two can play at this game. There's a rumor that China's sitting on 20 tons of gold, 20 tons of gold, and that pretty soon, here in the, you know, I don't know, for very foreseeable future, short term, midterm, they will release a gold-backed yuan, either cryptocurrency yuan, digital yuan, or even just physical yuan, backed by this massive, massive hoard of 20 tons of gold. Do you know anything about that?
No. Things like that can backfire because digital currency is what it is. A lot of the currency is not backed up by anything. It's backed up by the people using it, like the U.S. dollar. Simply backed up by the fact that people use it. Those things can backfire. I'm not a predictor of the future, but anyway, yeah,
okay, we'll
I'm not
that.
Sure where that'll
let's,
go.
Yeah, we got a lot of things to talk about. I just was bringing it up because you mentioned China and you're mentioning Venezuela. Maduro is doing oil trades out of the petrodollar. Let's go to seemingly unrelated, but I think does relate. Let's go to Michael Flynn. Now, Michael Flynn, of course, basically did a plea deal for not spying, for basically lying to quote-unquote federal officials. And it's come to find out that through research, his lawyers, they're looking for a new trial. They're looking to overturn this. This is a major, major story. This is, if not the biggest story in America, it maybe should be, right, you know, for the present. There's bigger you know, in general. But right now, this is, seems like a massive story. Flynn's legal team supposedly has uncovered a scheme where when he went to interview, this is why you don't talk to the police. This is why you don't talk to the feds. If you don't say anything, they can't use anything against you. So supposedly they recorded his interviews, and then from there a 302 is supposed to be made out of it, and that means his transcript of what he said. Then so then when they go back to him, they can refer to his transcript or they can interview him again. They took those 302s, they edited them. Then, did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? Edited his testimony, changed his testimony, interviewed him again, asked him similar questions. He gave the same answer he gave before, but now they differ from the new 302s, edited 302s. So now they put this before him. Well, here's what you said here. You're lying. If you don't get this plea deal, we'll put you in jail for 50 years. If this is true, and it looks like it might be true, James, I mean, what kind of freaking country do we live in?
Well, this is, you know, this is all one and the same. This is the international deep state. It's not just in the United States, but there is a literal war going on in the background over control. And the Trump election was a temporary hiatus from that control. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the presidential election. She was going to shut down all radio, including this one, and take people like you and me off to happy camp. That was her term for the, basically the rejuvenation of citizens to comply with the new order that's coming in. And it was her turn to be president, except Trump came along. Right now, let's kind of weave through these topics. This just came out where Hillary Clinton gave all of her staff to Kamala Harris. Kamala, I call her Kamala Harris. But Hillary Clinton gave her entire staff to Harris. And here's been the plan all along, which is coming out. Harris was supposed to be the dark horse in the Democratic Party. And then they were going to build her up. And then at the last minute, after the debates, Hillary Clinton would come in because people would be dissatisfied with this mediocre range of Democratic candidates. Hillary would come in and say, well, she's the only one that could win, and pick up Kamala Harris as her running mate. And then the plan would be that Kamala, being an attorney, would bite at the heels of Donald Trump on a daily basis, keeping Hillary clean. So Hillary could go around and do, talk show, things like that with a big smile on her face. That's the plan that's unfolding right now. Only Tulsi Gabbard kind of shot a broadside in the side of their ship, and Kamala Harris is just barely hanging on, able to keep into the debates, coming up last in the, as far as the candidates. But that's what's unfolding, and you can see this happening right now. But behind this is the massive Clinton cheating machine, the voter fraud cheating machine that almost got Hillary elected in 2016. And you know from my work, mathematical work, regressive analysis of the actual election results of 2016, Hillary Clinton got about 17 million illegal votes. And pulled it off.
Oh, is that all? God almighty.
Because of the Electoral College, she could not win, even though, in name only, it's absolutely absurd that she really only won about 30 counties. They now claim about 400 out of 3,000. There's no way she could get more votes in number, popular vote, than Trump. It's absolutely impossible.
Now, pause right there. This is very important. I mean, you said this for years now, obviously, and this is massive. You said, I think it was basically, there is no way on God's green earth that woman got over about 50 million votes. There is no way.
Right.
At best case scenario,
47 million max.
Yes. You told me that there is no way on God's green earth, 50 million. She never reached 50 million. How are you so certain? Ted, just briefly tell us that.
Well, I used four different methods of mathematical regressive analysis. This is what you do if you have a factory and you're making bolts, or if you have another various statistical mechanisms. But I predicted this before the election, and then after the election, I went into the election results and showed that that would be absolutely impossible for her. I used four different mathematical methods of analyzing the data. The actual voter counts, showing that, and then I also identified 10 cheating centers around the country, Los Angeles, the San Francisco Bay Area, up in Washington State and Portland, Oregon, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Denver, Colorado, Las Vegas, and then a bunch of eastern cities and then down in Dade County, where there were 10 major cheating centers that gave her gave her 17 million illegal votes. Most of those votes came in by mail-in votes, by people where they just created votes out of thin air. And they got the addresses of these people through the Get Out and Vote program, where they went door to door canvassing and getting data and then voting for the people who had moved. And so when Tom Fitton did his lawsuit in Los Angeles, Los Angeles alone had 1.5 million illegal voter registrations. And that's one of the efforts, is to try and clean up that around the country. There was a big fight over that, but very clearly I can tell you exactly where the cheating goes on. And for example, recent elections in Virginia and Kentucky bear this out, and then other places around the country where the Clinton illegal voter machine is in place, and that's how they do it. And so anyway,
is this the CIA? You say Clinton. Is this, I mean, obviously Hillary, she's not that powerful. I mean, obviously the CIA is behind her. Who, the deep state? Yes. Who really is running this?
Yeah, this is a CIA operation. It's been in place for a long time. They actually, there's different methods they use literally at the precinct level. And these people in the precincts think that they're God and they can create votes. They're doing it. And they have nobody has ever been arrested. Nobody has ever been cited for doing this. I mean, they basically do it without reproach. And that's what's going on right now. They are building up for a 2020 win for Hillary Clinton. And this is being orchestrated in the background.
You mentioned Kentucky, and there's one county in particular. Uncle Kevin brought this up the other day. Jefferson County in Kentucky is, here, let's bring Kevin, Uncle Kevin's right here. You tell a story, Kevin.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Good. Hi.
Yeah, there's 300,000 registered voters in Jefferson County, and guess how many votes were cast in Jefferson County?
Right, and that is that
300,000.
Right, but is
100%. It's impossible.
Right. And so that's the kind of thing that's happening. And this is the local.
Hold on, James. Let's not let the magnitude of what he just said pass us here. Have you ever heard of a county? I don't care if there was 1,000 registered voters in a county. Have you ever heard of a voting district where 100% of registered voters voted?
Well, if you look in the 2016 election, there were counties in which more people voted than were registered. In Arizona, there were many cases.
God almighty.
In the presidential election.
Let me ask you another pointed question. From all these counties that have, let's just say, unusually high voter turnout and maybe over 100% voter turnout, have any of those counties ever, that you've looked at, ever went to a Republican candidate?
No. No, this is the thing. I went into different states. For example, Las Vegas carried Nevada. Denver carried Colorado. Minneapolis carried Minnesota. So you have a major metropolitan area to take Denver or Las Vegas. or Minneapolis, where over 50% of the population of that state lives in that city. So all they got to do is stuff the ballot box in one place and they can carry that state. And that's one of the things also is that if it weren't for those 10 cheating centers, Hillary Clinton probably would not have gotten over maybe 100 or 120 electoral college votes.
That would have been like a drubbing. That would have been a beatdown.
Right.
Because
right.
California and New York, that's darn near 100 electoral votes right there. Or was it 90 something? We got about a minute and a half before the break.
That in some of these states, there are Democratic senators, congressmen, and down to the local level who have never won a fair election. They're there simply because of cheating.
We have a minute plus till the break. Your work, you're not the only person, but your work is probably some of the most detailed. I mean, just, I don't know how you cannot take your work seriously. This isn't just conjecture, somebody sitting in their mom's basement screaming about voter fraud. I mean, this is very realistic, extremely high-level research, which is pointing to, say James is 50% wrong. Say James is 90% wrong. Say James is 75% wrong. This is a major story, but I don't think he's wrong at all, but that's neither here nor there. But say if there is a little bit of error. James, a question for you quickly. Has anything been done about this? If so, if not, why not?
I have approached senators. I've approached the groups like the Cruz in Texas supposedly was manning a special committee to investigate. The vice president went out on a project to investigate this. There were independent attorneys appointed by the federal government, and nobody found anything. They don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
That's why the case Laura Presley lays down. If Laura's listening, we should have you on soon, Laura. Just every periodically, I just need to talk to Laura Presley. Laura Presley's case is muy, muy importante down there in Texas because she proved yes. statistical voting machine problems. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you here in just a few minutes more. James McKinney, don't you dare go anywhere. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. It's a pleasure to be with you. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. And I promise you, that was the overall mind of our founding fathers. And we're going to get into this next Tuesday, which is the 19th. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time, maybe the whole show, and I'm going to go over kind of the mindset of our framers of our country, why this is important, the philosophies that we've forgotten, what is the difference between then and now, and what they thought about certain things. I mean, certain subjects that are coming up politically now that we're even debating, what did they think about it and why? And the core principles and core ideas and these eternal truths that they feel like they hit on, which was a gift to us that they worked out and solidified by law, by blood, by God, really, but in every aspect, to then give us an inheritance. So what have we lost? The solution to all our problems politically and really spiritually, really, you know, because you've forgotten my law, I will forget your children. My people perish for lack of knowledge. What is the knowledge that we lack? What is the law that we have forgotten? The founding fathers of this country, more than just about anybody, certainly in millennium, and right up there with Mosaic Law, what have you, in the history of the world, connected political, religious, spiritual, eternal, universal truth with law in a country. This is the greatness of this country. This is the uniqueness of this country. And this is the concept and idea that is bulletproof and that will overcome the New World Order. Talking will not overcome the New World Order unless it precipitates emotional movement, unless it precipitates conviction, because conviction is king as you go forward, and you will see every day, and you're seeing it more and more. Conviction is king, ladies and gentlemen. And so no matter what happens in the future with this show, with you, with whatever, it is imperative, and it's been compelled, it's been on my mind, I need to share these things with you. in a deeper level. I mean, I know I rant about all this. I'm adamant about this. I'm convicted about it. I want you to know why I'm convicted, and maybe even a little deeper level. Some of these things it's even hard for me to articulate. I'll do my best so that you can see it on a deeper level and understand what we are missing. And then when you see this, you will then begin to see the world in a different light. And the people who we think are legitimate, they'll in your heart and in your mind become illegitimate immediately. And if they're illegitimate in your mind, then what is the automatic revolutionary universal momentum that is built by that will change the world. Our founding, Robert Frost, in 1961, I believe, right before he died, he said one of the most poignant things about our founding fathers. They said, the founding fathers did not believe in the future. They believed the future in. Therefore, the future that we want must be believed in. My great pang as I look at this, my great upset in the school and every one of these stories that we're talking about with James, is that the belief, the ideas, the concepts that we are rallying and even discussing and even debating are believing in a future of hell. So these ideas and these beliefs and these convictions must change. Where do we need to go? What do we need for proof? We don't have to go that far, ladies and gentlemen. It's in your blood. It's in your country. This is the epicenter of the fight against the New World Order. And it's not, we're not fighting against anything. We're fighting for something. We're living for something. And what are we living for? Truth, for justice, for our Creator, for universal love, for universal freedom, for liberty. If you believe in the Bible, you believe in God, your religion is, you know, if you're going to say one word, you'd say love. If you're going to use the second word to describe your religion, first word would be love. The second word would be liberty. Your religion is liberty. And our founders knew that perfectly. And I'll explain that next. Please be here next Tuesday, November 19th. It'll be very important. PowerMall.com. You can support us. 877-817-9829. A lot of specials we got going on. I'll mention them next hour. But I wanted to get that in. So you're here on the 19th. That you share this on the 19th. This will be one of the most important broadcasts for me personally, and I think overall, we've ever had. It'll be very important. So be here. Getting back to James, we're staring at this. Everywhere we turn, the loss of the American ideals. One of the most important American ideals is gun ownership. Guns are as American as apple pie and mom. It's what started this country. Ultimately, the British desire to take our guns is what fomented armed conflict in this revolution. We're seeing a push for gun control, really, from every turn. That's what makes the Democratic Party a terrorist organization. It's not because they're lunatics. It's because they're calling for the disarmament of the Americans. That makes them a terrorist organization. We are seeing now a case in Sandy Hook, and this is why, you know, with Fetzer's case, what's going on, that narrative there about Sandy Hook, what went on, what didn't go on, it's like it can't be touched. It's like it's a sacred cow. Well, now that seems interesting because that situation is being used to directly go after gun manufacturers, because now the family of the Sandy Hook victims, quote unquote victims, have now sued Remington for supposedly the gun used in the massacre there, allegedly. They're suing Remington for marketing to young men, and that because that young man used a Remington rifle to shoot people, allegedly, that Remington, the gun he used, can be sued for that action. All these things seems very coincidental. Anyway, the Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled 4-3 that this case can go forward. This is like me suing Chevy if a Chevy runs over my dog. The United States Supreme Court, which usually steps in and stops these kind of cases immediately and say, this is ridiculous, you can't sue a gun manufacturer because a gun was used to shoot somebody. The Supreme Court of the United States has backed down and said, no, we're not going to get involved. We're going to let this case continue. supposedly Remington got involved with a video game manufacturer where they use Remington guns in some video game or something, and that they can use that as a gateway. Basically, we're going to now sue the gun manufacturer, get discovery on all their marketing, get their trying to discredit, try to defame the gun industry. This is a major, major story. James McCanney, I've kind of outlined the whole basics of it there. Your feeling about this major Second Amendment story?
Well, Daniel, let's go back to Bolivia, the first story we talked about. If the peasantry or the population of Bolivia were armed, none of that would have happened. The reason for disarming a population is to take them over. The expression, somebody that wants to take your guns away from you is not your friend. This whole thing is about just another aspect of taking over the United States. And that's what it is. It's literally a ploy to take over the United States. That's exactly what is going on. And it's coming from all fronts. These people have been at work in the background, and country by country, they're going to take over every place. And the CIA is working in this country to make sure that the 2020 election is not fair. And by the way, they are going into the local precinct levels now, or the local offices. That might be city council, it might be the dog catcher, but they are trying to get everybody on board with their program at the local level, so that because the
what
way
do you
things
mean by
actually
that? Work. What they go in with a pile of cash and say, look, on election night, we want things to go well here, or what do you mean?
Right. And they're you know, in the this is strange mental attitude. We saw this in Wisconsin. This is something that I included in my voter fraud study, was the Jill Stein recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania turned up massive voter fraud. And one of the things was at the local precinct level, they were simply changing the numbers when they sent it up to the next level for voter counting. They simply changed the numbers that were sent, and they didn't find any votes that were corroborating those numbers. And these were in the big cities like Milwaukee and Madison, especially. But the point I was making, the local offices of city council, things like that, you'll find where local governments are pushing the equivalent of the Green New Deal. There were recently people at the local county levels saying that they had to reduce population because the world was overpopulated. We said it would have to start eliminating people.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, and see, the way government works in the U.S. is it's reverse. The lower entities have more power over the superior, or the county has rule over the state, and the state has rule over the federal, except for specified things. So if they can get in at the county level, they can usurp, you know, all of this that you see in the national press. And that's another way of eventually getting in and getting these policies in place, which are so devastating.
Well, if you need proof of what you just said, and it's an interesting aspect of these, you know, about ICE, and people will be arrested in some, you know, random county in California by a sheriff. And then they'll have this basically murderer, illegal alien murderer sitting in the jail. ICE will ask them to hold this person so they can come pick him up and deport them. And then the sheriff will just, no, we're just going to let him go. And all ICE does is complain, because the sheriff at the county level, I mean, if you want more proof of what we've been saying and what he's saying, the sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in the world when it comes to his county. So ICE does nothing to him. The FBI does nothing to him. The federal government does and can do nothing to him, to further elucidate your point.
Right. Well, a perfect example, you go back to the Lavoie-Finicum being shot by UN
yes.
troops on a lonely road up in Oregon. And he's going from one county where the sheriff is pro Obama administration, basically, was appointed in that sense, basically ushered into office, going to a county where the sheriff was doing his job protecting the citizens, and he got shot on the way. And they tried to kill everybody in that car. They didn't succeed, but I want to quick mention this. You were talking about Remington. These nine people who were killed in Mexico, they're trying to blame this on the Mexican drug cartels, but all of the bullets used there were from the United States. They were Remingtons.
Remington 225s. I've not heard that. So are you saying that they were getting either this was drug cartels getting the guns and arms from America, or these were CIA, this was a setup?
This was a setup, and that smells more and more like this.
Whoa. James, you didn't tell me about this before we talked this morning. Okay, go ahead, elaborate. I haven't heard this.
Once you're in this business for a while, things start to stink.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like a dead whatever by the side of the road.
Armadillo that my dog kills like in the yard, but that's another story. Go ahead.
Right. And that the purpose was to try and draw the United States into some kind of shooting war and then escalate this whole issue of the immigration, et cetera, to a new level. The 250 shells or whatever, 200 plus shells in that car were Remingtons. 225s was the report. And now there's a young kid that just came out and reported he was able to walk away from the scene. He walked 14 miles with his family bleeding to death in the car. And that's the first word that anybody had of this. But, something stinks very much with this.
I agree with you. I mean, I heard this, and I'm like, this something, you know, obviously what they're saying, you know, my first instinct is whatever they're saying, until proven differently, I'm going to believe the opposite. So immediately I'm left to, well, I don't really know what's going on. And the more I looked into this, the more I thought about this, nothing fits. I can't come up with a scenario that fits right. So you're seeing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, by the way, somebody's correcting me. There were 223s, Remington.
Yeah, not 225s, 223s, correct.
But anyway, yeah, you get to smell stuff. The stink meter, you know, goes off. And so something very different, because out of all of the time that these drug cartels have been active there, this is not something that they do.
My immediate thought after I puzzled this together, my immediate reaction to all this after I gave it a little bit of thought was, this is bad for business for the drug cartels. It's like Assad, chemical weaponing his own people when America's watching him. It's like, why do they want that attention? This is very, very bad for business. This is ridiculous.
Right. Well, and there again, you could go through many scenarios here, but, this is the kind of stuff the CIA does. This is what they do.
Operation Gladio, if you need any proof, ladies and gentlemen, if you're suspicious, just Google Operation Gladio if you need any confirmation about that. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, that's a little diversion from what we're talking about. But what I'm telling you is that there's an all-out, full-scale war, information war, and behind-the-scene activity like this going on around the world and in the United States. So this, what you're talking about, court cases that seem to be fixed, where the judges seem to be going in a direction that doesn't make any sense.
No sense whatsoever. No law, lawlessness.
Right. And so what's going on, even to casual observers, these cases you're talking about where there's just blatant disregard for facts, for procedure, et cetera, there seems to be no recourse from the average person. There's a war going on. And believe me, if the other side gets control of this, you're not going to see it come back. They're not going to let go.
All right. Pause there. Pause right there a second. We got 10 minutes. I really want to talk about your wing generator, but I have to ask you this question in terms of the impeachment, in terms of, you know, we've heard even the media now start to push this idea of civil war. I want to center it back to the guns first. Our founding fathers in the 1750s, 60s said that America was basically the freest country in the world, or in the known world. Not long after that, 1764, I believe, the Stamp Act, they began to think different very quickly. They began to put the pieces together and see that this is leading to a takeover and control of this colony, and our freedom and the liberty that we have enjoyed, our grandparents and parents going over the Atlantic Ocean to come here to get away from that European oppression, is starting to come back over here. We don't want any part of it. The straw that broke the camel's back was, well, now they want to take our guns. Okay, that's it. There's nothing else to, all we can do is fight. That's it. I want you to parallel that with what we're seeing. I'm putting all these signs together. Everything you just said. You mentioned Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard comes out and really puts a dent in Hillary Clinton, and immediately the media attacks her like she's got leprosy or something. There's all these coordinated effects in the legal system. You got on a mass scale in Bolivia. You got all these things. The gun is being front and center, Sandy Hook, and the gun debate and taking guns and where this goes from here and the legal battle, I have no idea, but obviously it's not in a good direction. The impeachment, the Civil War rumors, I'm putting all this together, and I'm not being conspiracy theorist, I'm just being logical, I'm being like our founding fathers, I'm being like John Adams. Are we facing a complete takeover of our constitutional protected republic and a destruction of our liberty as we know it? Is that what we're staring in the face?
Well, Daniel, what better would you do if you were interested in creating chaos in the United States than to foment a civil war? And what better way to do it than with two political parties where you've got literally a bunch of crazy stuff and knowing that that's going to foment a severe reaction amongst the general populace, but fomenting it with the news media that's controlled, the CIA owns CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, right down the line. And, you know, the major media networks are owned by the CIA. They have been for a long time. What they're doing is basically fomenting a civil war. And what better thing could you do with people with guns than to get them shooting at each other?
How should we take all this? I mean,
these are people with PhDs in think tanks, creating these scenarios and then orchestrating them. And for every one that you see, they have 100 sitting in the rabbit hat ready to pull out. You see this in foreign countries. You see it in third world countries where they bring these out. They get the populations going. And you just see this playing out in other countries, and it's playing out in the United States as well. The biggest thing in the United States that you have to do is completely get rid of the FBI and the CIA. And when I talk about Hillary Clinton, she's just a pawn in this whole thing. Her reward is her earthly reward of trying to be president. That's what she wants more than anything in the world. And she will do anything to get it and hold it. And so, you know, she's their puppet, if you want to talk about a puppet. And so this is the road we're heading down here, being manipulated at every turn, the news media being manipulated. That's what's going on.
We have listeners that write me about, you know, because we do talk a lot about politics on this show. And they say, well, I'm not interested in politics. I listen for the health aspects or whatever. And what I respond to people is, well, you may not care about politics, but politics sure cares about you. And you may need to, this isn't really about Republican, Democrat. This is about something on such a deeper level.
And that is why when you see this whole impeachment thing play out, it'll be interesting when it gets into the Senate to see who the deep staters are that are Republicans in the Senate. Who are going to be...
Well, Mitt Romney, number one. Mitt Romney to the front of the list. So you say it's already going to the Senate. You think that it's going to get voted on and passed in the House, and it's going to the Senate. We're going that far with this goat rodeo.
Yeah. This circus is going to play out, but it'll backfire, you know, amongst the general populace. You have to understand, probably the statistics are completely wrong and the polls are completely wrong. Probably around 80% of the country is behind Trump. And you see that with the rallies and the and everything going on compared to what the other people can muster up, you know, for a rally. But the news media portrays it as just the opposite. You know,
James, what you just said, you just told me that basically all corporate media, more or less, has various shades of illegitimacy and maybe major shades of illegitimacy. They're not legitimate.
Right, right. And by the way, just to insert before this show ends, there's an era of atheism that has moved into the universities, the educational systems, and what they're basically preaching through the schools is they're pounding this in the kids' heads through the concept of diversity and openness and all of this is atheism. And they're driving any concept of natural law or understanding God, etc., as a central divine plan that we're living in. They are driving that away from any mention. It's not allowed to be even talked about. And at the core of this is pedophilia. And so that's when you look at this, the Jeffrey Epstein thing, what's going on in Washington, the majority of senators and representatives being basically compromised because of this. This is the central core of this on an international basis.
There's the music, unfortunately. Your wing generator, people can learn about jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com. You're making progress with that. That's important. James, it's an absolute pleasure. What a great conversation. We could win another 2 hours here, buddy. Awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. God bless, buddy. James, don't go anywhere.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.